So a couple of days ago, we did that segment on Jade Helm 15 and all of the conspiracy theories surrounding that exercise. We know someone's going to have a hot sports opinion on this, so let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline. He is very conservative. He lives somewhere in East Texas, and he still does one of these dial-up sports lines.
We're sports break for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2015, year of our Lord. I'm Ed Carter.
Is he third or 13th?
Attention, people of the Republic of Texas. This is your leader speaking. I have some instructions for you. Everyone within the sound of my voice, I urge you, nay, I command you, to take your hands and put them behind your back and cup the buttocks as hard as you can, because it's time to hold on to your ass. I don't know if you are aware, but the U.S. is under attack by a very formidable enemy, and that enemy is Barack Hussein Obama.
Jeez.
Barack Hussein Obama is sending troops into our state to declare martial law. It's called Jade Helm 15, and if you go to your library and get on the internet, you can then do a search and find out all the information. But here is the long and short of it, listener. What Barack Obama will do is, I tell you, he is going to send his black op troops to invade the great state of Texas. It is the completion of his childhood dream to take our wives.
Wives?
He wants to declare our children as his own before he uses them for forced labor. If you do not believe me, please go to your local library and go to the computer system they have there, man, and do a search, and you'll find all the information.
Most people don't have to go to the library.
Now, when Jade Helm 15 commences and you are out on our roadways, it will not be just American vehicles that you see. Some of them vehicles will have the UN logo on the side of them.
See, he's another one of those.
And for those of you who don't know what the UN is, it's the first two letters in the way Obama spells American. In cowboy. In hockey.
No way.
In cowboy news.
Okay.
What's with the Cowboys drafting Randy Gregory? Jerry's going to learn that this hothead's going to Josh Brent out before Christmas.
Whoa. Golly.
What's with Jerry taking all these hothead players like Greg Hardy and Dez Bryant? Hey, Jerry, why about adding a few more Cole Beasley types to the herd here? Are you just opposed to hard workers who ain't flashy?
Oh, God.
Man.
See his agenda.
If you listen to me, old Leatherface,
hey,
I'll get you another Lombardi trophy before you pass from this earth.
Jeez.
In chess.
0% chance.
In women's. In other news, did you see where old Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn broke up? Well, I have to tell you, America, in this case, I side with Lindsey.
Oh, what a surprise.
Old Lindsey's learning the old lesson the hard way. Some types just don't mix.
God. Man.
There's no way that a skier and a golfer can ever work out.
Oh, okay.
Message to ISIS.
Oh, what a turn.
You may attack Garland, Texas, but if you come East Texas way, you're going to get your ass shot off.
I think they did in Garland, too.
In fact, I invite you to come see me personally. I'm about 17 miles outside of Lufkin, down a dirt road. Look for the red barn, broken down Ford tractor out front, and the American flag that waves every single time God takes a breath. Let me tell you this. You step on my property, you're going to find out how well Misters Winchester and Remington can collaborate. You'll soon be wishing you never heard of 40 virgins when you got a nut sack full of bullets. I'll drain that fanaticism right on out of you, along with about 7 quarts of blood.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Wow. I'm Ed Carter.
Wow, that was strong.
The opinions are his own, that Ed Carter.